The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, first day, Slichas, 13th of September, Chof Dalet El Tov Shem Pei, Elyon and the Evening Base.
I didn't say anything. I apologize.
Okay. I apologize. The speaker today is Rav Zalman Krasnow.
Good morning, everybody. Good to be back. Always a pleasure. I left my notes inside the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, and Baruch Hashem, one of the Loimdim, took my notes out. They've gone missing. So I'm making a disclaimer that if it's not up to scratch, we can write it off to the lack of notes and perhaps the sleepy eyes of Motzei Menucha Kidam Menucha Tchila. So we all decided last night, Chatzos, or perhaps early this morning, Bahashkama, Bahashmaris, Haboiker, the first day of Slichos. It's brought down in various Sfarim that the first day of Slichos is almost a mini Rosh Hashanah. And in the first piyut that we say, the general introductory supplication, L'cha Hashem Atzdaka, that everybody says, we say the following words. Lo b'chesed v'lo b'masim banu l'fanecha, kidalim u'chiroshim dafaknu d'lasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of the chasadim that we have done, and not because of the mais and toivim that we have accomplished, we come to you b'tzila u'b'vakasha, rather kidalim u'chiroshim, like four people, without any schusim, dafaknu d'lasecha, we knock on your doors asking for repentance. D'lasecha dafaknu, we repeat it again, we knock on the doors, rachum v'chanun, gracious and merciful one, no'al t'shivenu rekam u'chonecha, please do not send us empty-handed. So we say in the Mizmar on Yom Shlishi every single day of the week, when it's Tuesday, we know there are four lashonos of poverty. Oni, Evyon, Dal, and Rosh. Four lashonos, perhaps categories, levels of poverty. Oni, Evyon, Dal, and Rosh. Why is it, kasha number one, that the Kadmonim, when they were Mesak in this tefillah, they picked Davka Dal V'Rosh. Kedal U'Chiroshim, I'm Purmi of Matanat Zavyoinim. Why Davka over here is the Lashon of Dal V'Rosh? Secondly, what's the double Lashon of Kedal U'Chiroshim? It would have sufficed to have said Kedal U'Chiroshim D'Lasecha, or Chiroshim D'Faknu D'Lasecha. And we say it a second time, D'Lasecha D'Faknu, we're knocking on your doors. What's going on over here? That's the question from the beginning of Slichas. Towards the end of Slichas, there's a very interesting tefillah. Misha ana l'Avram Avinu b'har ha'Moriah. The makar for this tefillah is a Mishnah in the Maseches Tainis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. It's interesting to note that the halacha very clearly states that when you say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, one has to recite them ba'amida while standing. However, the rest of the Slichas really can be recited while sitting. There are some that want to say, it's a little bit of a chiddush, but that the end parts of the slichas, this Misha Ana, that should require Amida, because that's Medina de Mishnah, whereas the rest of it is perhaps Rishonim, the Kalir, other Paitonim that wrote those tefillahs, but after this tefillah at the end perhaps should require Amida. So we say, the Gemara in Tainis, Misha Ana l'Avram Avinu, the one who answered Avram Avinu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Shasta Akedah, Bahar HaMoriah, when he was makir his only son Yitzchak, who Yaneinu, he should answer us. And the question is that we don't find in the Torah that Avram Avinu called out the Shasta Akedah. Quite the contrary. We know Chazal tell us that Avram, one of the Nisyonis, was the Akedah. And Avram was quite bewildered why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to be Makir of his son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ki be Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazera, that Yitzchak is going to be your progeny, so then why is he being Makir of him? And Avram was Kavishas Yitzroy, and b'schus that Kavishas Yitzroy, that's what we live on, L'Doris, like Chazal tell us, that that's the schus that we try to bring back when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So everybody asks, Misha Anala Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Avram Avinu, answering means that in response to a tefillah, but we don't find out Avram opened his mouth and even uttered a peep when it was the Akedah. In fact, he kept quiet, he was Kavish as Yitzray. So the Shlo in Parshas Vayera on Torah R says a very big Kiddush. He says that we don't find in the Torah that Avram and Yitzchak daven, but he says they did daven. Because he said there was a little bit of a conflicting feeling over here. Mitzad Echad writes the Shlo in Parshas Vayera, Hayusmechim ba'oid b'mitzvah zu. They were extremely happy with this mitzvah. However, Me'idach Gisa, Shabachu b'chi rav. They cried a lot, Vayiridu d'mois b'ma'oid. So Yitzchak should be redeemed from this death sentence. And the Shlo expounds, he says that Avraham Avinu was Mesupik, is this one of the Asar Nisyonis that Kadosh Baruch Hu told me he's going to test me, and therefore I should be happy with this Nisayon? Or perhaps this is Atas HaYeser trying to prevent the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. In the Medrash it says that Shenis Atfu B'Tfilo B'Shasa Akedah. And Yitzchak said, "Galihu l'fanecha, shelo yishar helneisi l'fanecha la'atmi u'besari. My blood and my bones and my flesh. So too after she'obonai l'deitzoris v'tzukois, when they're going to have kategorim, Akush Baruch Hu tizkol emakedasi. There's also Yerushalmi in Tainis, Paragvez al-Chadalit, the Yalkut Shemaini in Vayera also, in Remez Kuf Aleph, says, the Herim Koiloi, he lifted his voice, v'amar etza inayel ha'horim. But it seems to be that that's more to Yitzchak. And that would make sense in the next line of this tefillah that we say, Misha Arno, li Yitzchak binoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Yitzchak Yisarim, kishenek agavim izbeach. But we don't really find that Avram cried out. The Marsha is busy with this, the Karen Ayer is busy with it, the Mepharshim over there in Tainis grapple with this question. There's a very, very interesting B'nai Yitzchak. B'nai Yitzchak, in Mamori Chodesh Elul, Maimer Aleph Oitei, he quotes the slichus that we say, Kedalam u'chirashim zafaknu dolosecha. And he says a very interesting pshat. He says that the month of Tammuz and Av that we just finished are very poor months. They're called Baal v'Rosh. Why is that? Because he quotes the Megala Amukos and Parshas Ve'etchanan, Oifin Kufhei, who brings an Arizal, that Arizal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, is a very interesting name. Because each of the four letters of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud are comprised of three other letters. If you would write out the letter Aleph, the Miluoy, it would be spelled Aleph, Lamed, Fei. That's what makes the word Aleph. Hu Adin, the Dalet is Dalet, Lamed, Tzof, the Nun is Nun, Vav, Nun, and the Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Arizal says. The Arizal says that every single month of the 12-month year corresponds to one of the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Bimiluoy. If you'll write it out phonetically, exactly how you're saying the words. Now there's a machlokes, when is the beginning of the year? The Tishrei Nivra Olam, Benisa Nivra Olam. But Arizal writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name starts B'chodesh Nisan, so that the Aleph from Aleph corresponds to B'chodesh Nisan. And then Iyar and Sivan are the Lamed and the Fei, respectively. And then, when we come to Tammuz and Av, that's the beginning of the second of the four letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which is the Dalet. So Chodesh Tammuz is a Dalet, the letter Dalet, and then Chodesh Av is the letter Lamed from the Dalet, which is Dal, the very poor month. And the Bnei Tzachar is Ma'arich on this back in Chodesh Tammuz and Chodesh Av. You want to go back and look at it, it's in Maimar Aleph, Oiz Hei, in Chodesh Tammuz V'Av, and he says that when you say Oizer Dalim, not by Simchas Torah, when we all fight for Oizer Dalim, but during davening, in the morning, when you say Oizer Dalim during Chodesh Tammuz V'Av, you should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu help out these poor months, Chodesh Tammuz V'Av. Chodesh Tammuz V'Av, we know, are the source of all calamities that ever happened to Bnei Yisrael. In Chodesh Tammuz, the miraglim went out, they scouted out the land, they came back with the Lashon Hara, so there was a problem in the Chush HaRe'iyah, in the sense of sight, that they saw the land, and then they came back in Chodesh Av, and by Tisha B'Av, they were Moitzi Diva, there was a problem in the Dibur, and the Klal Yisrael accepted it, they heard it was the Shmiyah, so So these are very bad months, so to speak, for Klal Yisrael. They're very poor months. Oizah Dalam, the Tosfos says you should have in mind that these 2 months should have a kapar. And the Bnei Tosfos quotes Maimer Chazal that says something fascinating. It says that Yaakov and Esav had a power struggle. And Yaakov chapped the first 3 months. He chapped Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Came along Esav, and he chapped Tammuz, Av, and Elul. And it says that Yaakov had a great, very big pachad. He was very nervous what's going to be the fact that Esav is going to have Shlita on Koyach Elul. We're going to go straight into the Me'adin from Tachat Shlitatoy Shal Esav. The Yodoy Oichezeth Ba'akev Esav. Yaakov Avinu grabbed onto the heel of Esav. What does that mean, to the heel of Esav? So the Megala Mukos is very much Myrich on that. He says that Esav's name is really Ayin Sin Yud Vav. That's really how it's spelled in the Torah Bimilui. Yaakov came along and he chapped the Yodoy, the Yud, Oichezeth Ba'akev Esav. He grabbed onto the heel of Esav. He took away the Yud from Esav, and his name no longer was Akev, which is the Sharish of Yaakov's name. He was holding on to the heel. Yaakov's name should have been Akev. But he chapped the writing of Yud, says the Megala Mukos, and that Yud became from Akev to Yaakov, and Esav was left without that Yud. And the Megala Mukos explains that that's why we got that Chodesh Elul. Why is Esav's name Ayin Sin Yud Vav? Because Esav was fully formed. He was already a grown man. He was Asui, Ayin Sin Vav Yud. He was already fully functioning. And Yaakov came and chapped that. The Megala Mukos says something fascinating. We know that Yaakov's name is going to be written Malay with an extra Vav. Yaakov, with a Vav in between the Kuf and the Vav. Where does that Vav come from? Says the Megala Mukos, that comes from the left Vav from Esav's name. We're going to take away the Vav, and Esav will be left. Osh will be just turned into dust, and he's going to disintegrate. Osh Yoichlem, the Pasuk in Yishayah, Paraknun, Pasuk Tes. So getting back to the Bnei Tosfos. The Bnei Tosfos says that Yaakov and Esav had this power struggle, and Yaakov was Zoicha to Chaparayim Chodesh Elo back from the clutches of Esav, and now it's under his shlita, and from that we go into the Yirmei HaRachamim V'Hatzlichoy. He says, the Chazal tell us that after Yaakov was successful in grabbing Chodesh Elo, he said, Arei Mimcha Hashem Ki Dili Sani, V'Loi Simachto Oiveli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm very grateful, I'll praise you, Ki Dili Sani, you picked me up, you answered me for my stilus, V'Loi Simachto Oiveli, you didn't allow my enemy to rejoice over my downfall. As the Bnei Tosfos, Dilisani is Miloshan Delos, is Miloshan Ador. Like we explained from Megala Mukos B'Shem Darizah, that every month corresponds to a different letter. So according to the Cheshbon, if Chodesh Nisan is the first Aleph of Adnus, then Tammuz and Av, respectively, are the Dalet and Lamed, and Elul is the Sof of Dalet. We say the word Dalet as a Dalet, but really, the way you spell it is Dalat, Delos, with a Tof at the end. That's why, actually, if you ever hear somebody like a Taimina say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad, that Dalet has a little bit of a different inflection, has a little bit of a different pronunciation, the way they say it, because really, it's Deles. Really, there is Makom to be Mayrach. The way that us, Bnei Ashkenaz, say Echad, it's a little bit difficult to be Mayrach in the Dalet without turning it into a Shva. But really, it's Deles. It's Dalet. There's a sound over there, a TH sound, which if you'll hear a Taimina recite, Shema, you could perhaps pick up on it. It's very interesting to note that some Sefer writes that his Rebbe, Reb Nachman Adler, went to a Taimana to learn how to say Ivra so that he can say Shema, which is a mitzvah to say Daraisa. Reb Nachman Adler would have to say it with a Taimana Avar, not telling you you should all go do that. Dr. Bnei Tachar, Mimcha Hashem Kidili Sonia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you did us an unbelievable favor. You allowed us to chap Chodesh Elo back from Esav, and now you turned the Dal, the poor man, into a Delos, into a door. And that shot, the Pesach Li, Pesach Shalmachat, even the smallest one, V'ani'eftach Hashem Pitzchoy, K'Pesach Shal Ulam. Hashem Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you that tough. It might seem it's at the end of the year. It's the last of the Aleph phase. We're holding by giving up. You know, Tich L'Shana V'Kil said, it's the end. That's going to be the door. Let the Bnei Tosfos, that's Taich. Kidalim U'Chiroshim, like poor people, Bafaknu Dilasecho, we knock on your door. We're not just knocking on your door. We're knocking on the Dilasecho, the Deles, that we've turned from the Dal into the Deles. This is an unbelievable title that the Bnei Tosfos is teaching us. He used Myrich a little bit more. I don't want to get too involved in it, but he says that Chodesh Tammuz and Av correspond to the Chush HaRi'iyah and the Shmiyah, which is the Re'iyah that they saw the Eretz Yisrael, and that they came back and they were Moitzi Diba and Chayitah were Makabal the Lashon Hara. So there was a pagam in the Chush HaRi'iyah and Shmiyah. And there's another machlokes amongst the Mekubalim as to the 12 Shvatim, the Degolim in the Midbar, how it corresponds to the 12 Chadashim. There is a Shita that the Bnei Tzachzor goes with, that the Megala Mukas argues on, but he writes that Chodesh Tammuz and Av corresponds to Reuven and Shimon, which is also Rosh.
So he Kol Halashon.
He wants to say Kedal Mukhe Roshim, we also mention Roshim because it's Reuven, Shimon, Riya, Shmiya. That's beyond the scope of today's Kabbalah 101. So, Kedal Mukhe Roshim, the Fakhm of the Sefer. That's what the double Lashon over here. We're knocking like poor people, but we have this Yecholis to turn the dial into the Delos. Going back to our second kasha, Misha Amar Avraham Avinu, where do we find that Avraham Avinu called out? The Zavart from the Ephraim Greenblatt, Rebbe Vais Ephraim, believe it's in Chelik Ches, and he says an unbelievable pshat. I'll feed Rosh, but I think it rings true and it delivers a message home. He says that a mol person speaks with their mouth, but sometimes we speak with our body language. I'll tell you a mashal that sometimes a person comes knocking on your door. Whatever the thing he's collecting for. Let's say he's ill. Poor person comes knocking on your door. He says, can I please have some money? Well, he looks put together. He's not wearing the fanciest clothing, but somewhat respectable. If the same Ani comes to your door and he has an IV line sticking out of his arm and he has that pole that the saline solution is attached to, he doesn't need to open his mouth to say what his cause is. It's very evident, just based on the way that he looks, what the cause is. It's something called body language. Avraham Avinu's body language, B'shasta Akeda, says the Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis, Tennessee, was screaming out, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm torn. I don't understand what's going on over here. Ki b'yitzchak yikari l'chazara, you tell me to go b'sheichet my own child? What's going on? It's the biggest contradiction. For Avraham Avinu, who's preaching chesed all over the world, to go and to be makar of his child, which is what all the Ummah Sa'ilam are doing, they were makar of their children, he'd be living his life in Stira. Avraham was crying out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misha'ana L'Avraham Avinu's body language. He should answer us. Rabbi said, we're living in a time that is tumultuous and it's utter turmoil. And there's health restrictions and people are davening in outside garden minyanim and wearing face masks and everybody should do what they need to do to see their v'nishmartim ma'od l'naf she'sechem based on what their Torah and their Rabbanim are telling them. But do we have enough of the body language that's screaming out, I'm just telling you my own feeling. I'm not here to give mussar to anybody. Are we longing to get back to the shifty beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai, or have we become grown complacent? Yeah, I have a minion outside my house, and I roll out of bed, and I have a coffee in my hand, and I wrap my tefillin over there, and I finish davening inside. Perhaps I don't get dressed up. The decorum is not the same as the beis medrash. Our body language has to tell us. Like the Tanya says, Hamelach Basada, Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the field. Dirshu Hashem Bihimotza, this is the time of Kadosh Baruch Hu was close to us. And really, it's even much greater than that. Because when you learn the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says something fascinating. Zok the Rambam, what is this idea of blowing the shofar? Zok the Rambam, it's a Gzeres HaKosov. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tshuva. Parag Gimel, Halacha Dalet, Afal Pi Shetzkias Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah. Very famous Rambam. Chipsu Masechem, little introspection, the Chizr B'tshuva, the Zichu B'Yarachem, remember your Creator. We get caught up, swept up in the times, and we forget what we're doing on this world. That means that the Rambam is telling us, besides the Gzeres HaKosov of Tikku B'Chayde Shofar, B'Kes L'Yom Chaginu, that there's a mitzvah of blowing the shofar, a mitzvah say the right of the shofar, this year it's only the Rabbanon, because the first day is Shabbos, but there's a message in the shofar. The message in the shofar is do tshuva. An obvious question is that it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and the halacha tells us we're not allowed to be masker of in v'chet. We don't clap al chet on Rosh Hashanah, because Baruch Hu is on Rosh Hashanah, is in the lufani malchus, k'deshet ha-mechuni aleichem. And there's a machlokes, should you cry, should you not cry? But Rosh Hashanah is fundamentally different than the rest of Aseret Yemei Tshuva when all we're doing is beating our chest. Rosh Hashanah is one fifth of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is part of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. It's called Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And yet, we don't do historically what we think is the definition of Tshuva. We're not repenting. We're just being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is that called Tshuva? Moshe Shmuel Shapiro says that it's evident from this Rambam, classic Brisker style, he says to Dinim in the Rambam, but you could say it even without it, is that there's something called tshuva that's repentance. Because Baruch Hu forgive us for our wayward actions. But there's another part of tshuva, and tshuva means to return. And it's a lashon of hiskarvus, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes, there's a psikta, Nachum Vachfeigel would quote this psikta, fascinating. The psikta said HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that doing tshuva was difficult for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to do tshuva first. And he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be shav. And this is anthropomorphic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do any averus. What does he need to do tshuva for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to do tshuva. And Chazal tells us that tshuva was created before the world was even around. So it couldn't have been any sin. Look at Nosson Vachfeigel. Tshuva also means hiskaros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see it's difficult for you to come close to me. Perhaps we're socially distant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm going to initiate. I'm going to take the first step. I'm going to be hiskaros to you. He's there. He's waiting for us. He's already drawn himself closer to us. We just need to take the last step to be makriv ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's pshat in tshuva. Tshuva means repentance, but also means loshuk. And that's what we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day at least. Hashivenu avinu l'sayir asecha, v'karvenu malkenu l'avoyed asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashivenu avinu l'sayir asecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back here, Torah. V'karvenu malkenu l'avoyed asecha. We don't see anything about Averis over there. Over there we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Karvenu, bring us close. You know why? Because that's an integral part of tshuva, is the hiskarvus of Bari Olam. It's a beautiful mashal that I saw a number of years ago from a Milas Biederman. And he touches it on Kedalam Ucharashim Dafaknu De Losecha. He says that there was a poor man who came to the Gvir in town to ask for whatever need he had. Use your imagination, whatever his cause was. And he's embarrassed. It's difficult to go knock on the Gvir's door to ask for support. And he comes out to the Gvir's house. The Gvir has a very long pathway to get up, lined with beautiful bushes and flowers. He takes one step and he turns around. He can't bring himself to do it. Finally, he garners up the strength and the courage. He walks all the way down the long path. His heart is beating and he knocks on the door. The ein kol, the ein oinah, there's no answer. He knocks again louder. No response. He tries to go around the side to look through the window. The curtains are drawn. It's 9:30 at night. The rich man doesn't want to be bothered. And then the Ani sees that in this beautiful wooden front door, there's a cooker, there's a peephole in which free video camera days, the Balabas, to be able to look through, is a concave lens. So you could, looking from the inside to the outside, you can see who's standing there. But from the outside, you can't see in. And the Gvir, his house, has a peephole. So the Ani looks through the peephole and he sees a little bit of light. He said, oh, Baruch Hashem, the Gvir is in shtib. He's home. So he starts pounding on the door. He's waiting. There's no answer. And all of a sudden he sees that the little flicker of light turns dark. He says, oy, Baruch Shalom. The Gvir doesn't even want to answer me. He's turning off the lights in the kitchen. So he doesn't want to see me. And dejected, morally depressed, he turns around and starts walking back to his car in utter dismay. And as he gets to the end of the path, says the Meilich Biederman, the front door opens, and the Gvir welcomes him in. What happened over here? The Gvir didn't turn off the lights in the kitchen. The Gvir got out of the kitchen and started walking to the front door to answer the call and the cry of this poor man. And he put his eye and his nose up against the door and started looking through the peephole. And by doing that, he blocked the light that was on in the kitchen, because he was looking, staring eye to eye with the Ani, with the poor man. The second before he was about to answer, that's when it's dark. That's when it's bleak. Kedalim uchirashim dafaknu de losecha. Because Baruch Hu, we come like poor people, we knock on your door, please, in supplication. Help us. Things are so difficult. We've gone through a year that, perhaps since the beginning of creation, humanity hasn't experienced such a thing. And it looks very dark. But you know what? That darkness is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam being miskarev to us. He's mamash looking at the other side of the door. Just give it one more second. Hold on a little bit longer. Don't turn around. Don't start walking down the path. Wait another second. And then the front door is going to be open. It's kedalim u'chirashim, like poor people. Dafakta d'lasecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're knocking on your door. That's the d'lasecha d'lasecha d'fakta. We're knocking and we're knocking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer us. But don't give up hope. Don't give up faith. And that's what we say in the Mishanah L'Avram Avinu. It's our body language. Rabbi Tzai, we're holding here Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Aleph. If our body language is not screaming out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have gone through a year that has been crazy. Help us out. Our body language needs to be screaming. But we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being miskarev to us. There is a Melech Basa, the Dir Hashem Bimatzai. But we have to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our body language needs to tell us we need to get back. We need to get back to the Shifti Beit Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. And that's the Misha Anol Avraham Avinu. Stock at the right time. How do we go about bringing ourselves close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? It's not just about walking in through the front doors of our hallowed halls of the sanctuaries that we daven and we learn in. Baruch Chaim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Parshas Kisese, by the Parsha of Yifas Toyar, very famously writes that the whole Parsha of Yifas Toyar is a remez to the Avodah of Tshuva on Chodesh Aleph. And he says that that which the Pasuk tells us, V'yoshva b'zeisecha, that we tell the Yifas Toyar to sit in the Beis Medrash, because Baruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's a remez, V'yoshva b'zeisecha, in your house, what's that house? That's the Bais HaMeyuchad L'Tshuva, which is the Beis HaMedrash. The Ikar Avodah HaTshuva that we're saying is a Heskarbis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dveikis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Dveikis HaYidei, Eisek HaTorah, Chedvus HaDairaisa, Tupul Chaverim HaBeis HaMedrash, start your day the Torah way, that is part and parcel of Tshuva, that's the Yashuv of the Beis Secha. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Perek Lamed Aleph, unbelievable words, and you have to look it up, but I'll quote verbatim. Look to Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet Perek Lamed Aleph, Ki ikar hatshuva shleima ha'amitis. The main principle tshuva, which is complete and is true, shehime ahava, which is from love, hu rak al yidei esek ha'toyra kiroi. It's only if you're learning Torah, his askus ha'toyra kiroi. That's the hashiveinu avinu sara secha. Why? Because of Kosh Baruch Hu's blueprint for the world is his Torah. That's his handbook. So if you want to have a hiskarbis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the chelik elikami mal that's inside us needs to unite itself with the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create us. And that's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses every second to keep the world running. And that fits very well into Tshuva Mitoich Ahava. Tshuva Mitoich Ahava is not only saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive me for the averus that I have done because I love you so much and I see that what I did was wrong. Not so much inside Yiras Einish. But now there's a little bit of another caveat in Tshuva Mitoich Ahava. Tshuva Mitoich Ahava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Heskarvus, there's a Yedidus, there's a Nonkite, there's a Chavrashach. That's Tshuva Mitoich Ahava. And then if you realize how close you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, it'll be self-understood and self-explanatory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could I have done such Aver if you're so close to me? I'm inside the Arman HaMelech, I'm inside the palace of the king. And that is the Madrega of HaShiveinu Avinu L'Sara Secha. Chassam Sofer writes in Drashas, in Parshas Vayelech, the end of Chela Gimel and Shabbat Shuva, page Lamed Tes, that which we say, Kichu imachem divarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take with yourself words. What's divarim? Divarim is divrei Torah. That's the Chazal that we keep on quoting. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha. You wonder how could you return until the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Even though that perhaps in the beginning the shuva is very difficult, but it's ad Hashem alikecha. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He's already been miskarev to us. So all we need to do is Kichu imachem divarim. Be mizdabekin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let us come back to the Beit Medrash. Sigh for the learning and sigh for the davening, the Makom Harina Hashem Tehei Atfilah, and with that, the Mirch Hashem will be Zoicha to the brachos and the schoolos of Chodesh Elul that we chapt from Esav HaRasha, and we'll turn the dal, the poverty, into a delas, and that's what we'll have is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which is the remez for Elul, which is I am to my beloved is to me. What's the double Lashon? According to this, it's beautiful, because Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has drawn himself close to us, and now we can draw ourselves close to him, so it's a double lashon. It's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It's a two-way street. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all you need to do is take that one last step. I've already been miskarev to you, and Amir Tashem will show all these zoicha, Zaksiv Echim Etoiva, Shnaf Gulav Yeshua, Mizgizun, Karnosa B'Nachas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to exit these unfortunate and serious times, and Mr. Shem Erish Bezoicha, Kosev, Besefer, Chaim, Tavim, Aruchim, Sim Shal, Sadikim, Gemur, Shkai.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.